You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello and welcome to Man Enough. I'm Justin Baldoni, and I'm here with one of my best friends in the world,
Jamie Heath,
and the incredible Elizabeth Plank, also known by Liz Plank, who wrote this beautiful book, For the Love of Men. And we're here to talk about masculinity and this invisible force that for many men governs our actions, and yet we have no clue it even exists. Man enough in general has been a phrase that's been used, I believe, to like hold men back. It's been used almost as an oppressive phrase by men to men. Mm-hmm. And I think all of us men, to a certain extent, whether we're conscious of it or not, are always thinking about whether or not we're man enough. Mm. I think it permeates everything in our lives, our relationships, our work, our friendships. And I wanted to reclaim that phrase to ask if we could be man enough to do the hard work of heart work, of being willing to sit at the table even though it's uncomfortable and listen to feedback when it hurts and shut up and listen, and then see if we can turn that listening and hearing into action. Mm-hmm. So basically, masculinity affects everything, and yet we don't ever talk about it.
There we go.
Liz Plank wrote an amazing book that inspired me in my writing of my book. We became friends.
We did.
Thanks to social media. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about what your book is about?
Well, I am Liz Plank. I wrote a book called For the Love of Men, From a Toxic to a More Mindful Masculinity.
Which I'm holding up right now.
Yes, you are. And our books are color coordinated for people who are at home. They both have this beautiful shade of yellow, golden light, which is, I think, the thing that unites both of our books, which is really trying to create a guide for men to unlearn a lot of the messy stuff that comes with growing up as a boy, growing up as a man in our society, and how it intermingles with growing up as a woman and a girl in a society, and how we can all come together, right, in this beautiful project of gender equality, and not invite men as a way to say, you're going to come here and you're going to learn and you're going to shut up, right? Like, you're going to only listen, but you have a lot to gain from this conversation, and that women's liberation is tied to men's liberation and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
My book is an invitation for men to join the gender equality movement, not just because it benefits women and the girls, but because it actually benefits everybody. And we don't really talk about that enough. So it was a call in to really have a conversation around masculinity and about how the patriarchy hurts everybody.
And thank you for being someone that helps me learn.
Well, I learn a lot from you too, right? You wrote this fantastic book, and that's why we're actually here, right?
And I so appreciate you being willing to sit at the table and be here with us.
Thank you.
And also, you, my friend, Jamie Heath.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Why are you here?
Because you forced me to be here. No, the truth is, man, this topic, this subject is what's plaguing the world and keeping us from really evolving to be our best versions of humanity. And I'm a black man. I got four kids. I understand oppression. I also understand what it means to be an oppressor. And I don't say that with shame. I am ashamed that I do that, but I'm not ashamed to admit it. Because by admitting it and acknowledging it, then I can get through it. So maybe I can bring a perspective that may not otherwise be here.
Yeah.
So So someone like Liz, someone like yourself that is willing to have this conversation in an open forum, you are a badass, Liz. And Justin, you too are a badass. And you want to surround yourself with badasses and people that are willing to go in. And we've had many episodes we've filmed already, and it's gotten fun. We've had fun, and it's gotten deep and serious and defensive, and I've gotten angry.
And crying.
And there's been crying. Tears. And tears.
All of us have cried. Right?
And some people don't always look so great, and you call us on our shit, and I will come back at you and call you on what I think is some shit, and you are able to manage all this stuff.
I don't know. What I hope you also glean from this show is how you can have different opinions and maybe disagree, yet still be friends with each other, still be kind to each other, still acknowledge where the other person is coming from. There is a lot of people in the world that have different opinions.
Agree.
Yes.
And there is a big gap between people's opinions and beliefs. And at the end of the day, what we hope you also see on this show is some form of modeling of what it can look like to disagree respectfully.
And stay in the room.
And stay in the room and stay at the table and hug it out at the end.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Man Enough Podcast. We will be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Man Enough Podcast.
Having recorded all these episodes at this point, I would love to know what has been the journey from like the book to now.
Well, what's funny is that it never ends. I feel I leave here every day feeling as vulnerable as I felt when I was writing the book.
Right.
And it just goes, and I guess the point of it is, and I go home and I talk to Emily, my wife, about it, is I questioned everything when I was writing the book. I'm like, why am I doing this? Is anyone going to read this? Is like, am I revealing too much? Am I saying too much? Like, who wants to watch me learn in real time? Nobody even gives, you know, and all the not enoughness that I feel, and I feel the exact same way when I leave here at the end of the day. So that's how I know it's important.
That's why I think it's important that we're doing this podcast. Why your book is really special. You tell a story and you're super vulnerable with this, and we have all these amazing people on. Like, maybe we should like just share some of them.
We're gonna have, who are we gonna have? We're gonna have Matthew McConaughey.
Oh yeah.
And Jay Shetty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, right. We got Sean Mendes
joins
us. No big deal. Glennon Doyle.
Eugenio Derbez.
Carmel Brown. Rainn Wilson. Andy Grammer.
Your wife. Emily. Mm-hmm.
My wife.
And your dad came on.
Yes, that was. Lots of tears there.
Yep.
And let me just remind you, especially if you are a man who is tuning into this, things might get uncomfortable. You might at a moment feel like you're being called out, or even you might even feel attacked. But I assure you, if you don't turn this podcast off and you stay with us, you'll realize that we're calling you in. And I'm saying that because I, as a man, am sitting at the table and have felt the same thing. And it's not until we can stay at the table, if we can stay in that cold water, that we can meet our resistance, that we can actually learn and grow. And I'm very grateful that we have a woman who has agreed to be here with us every day, that is helping us do that, and our guests are going to help us do that. Mm-hmm. And I hope you also pick up Liz's book, For the Love of Men. It's a beautiful, powerful book filled with tons of data and research that somehow she remembers all of it. I don't remember half the shit of my book.
Well, pick up her book, but also pick up Man Enough.
Yeah. Pick up Man Enough. And you know what? Read it as you listen to the journey. We are all learning in real time.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. So if you're interested in learning, if you're interested in growth, if you want to learn more about yourself, stick around. It's going to be a very unique and interesting season. And I couldn't be more grateful to be here with both of you.
Sweet, I adore brother. And I love you both.
I love you, man. I'm going to give you some stuff along the way.
You give me some stuff along the way. Jamie calls me on my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Where can we, where can they find us?
If you are interested in what we're talking about, if you like the conversation, if you're ready to go deep with us, please subscribe to us wherever you subscribe to your podcast. And you can follow us at manenough.com/podcast and follow us on social media at @WeAreManEnough on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and hopefully Liz will have started our TikTok and she will have helped us go viral multiple times over.
She will indeed.
We so appreciate your time, because your time is your most valuable resource. May you stay in the room with us, and hope you enjoy this season. This is Man.
Thank you for listening to the Man Enough Podcast, produced by Wayfarer Studios and presented by Procter & Gamble. in partnership with Cadence 13 and Odyssey Company. Hosted by Justin Baldoni, Liz Plank, and me, Jamie Heath. If you like what you heard, please follow us and tune in weekly as we undefine masculinity and learn in real time. Justin Baldoni, Jamie Heath, and Tara Malhotra-Feinberg from Wayfair Studios, Mark Pritchard and Kerry Rathode from Procter & Gamble, and Chris Corcoran from Cadence 13 are our executive producers. Annabella Casanova, Mateen McCullough, and Sage Price are our producers. Maria Fernandez and Nicole Pritchard are our consulting producers. Josh Snyder is our lead editor. Thanks for listening.